I didn't think our offense was very good at all the first half. And the last 8 minutes, we got in a little bit of rhythm and made some shots. And we guarded pretty well. We rebounded the first half after the initial first 3 or 4 minutes. And K-State, we can't control what other people do, but you would think that, you know, it puts us in a at least in the game now. We got a hard schedule left. You know, the Iowa State hosts Tech. We go to Tech, and K-State comes here. So everybody's got some work to do. But K-State's still obviously in the driver's seat with one less loss.
You guys are playing so well right now. I know you want to get Marcus back. Is this a good time to have him golf?
Yeah, it is. I think it's a good time because I think Diedrich's tired, and getting him some days I think would be good this week. Marcus needs some more time. He's not ready, but hopefully practice Monday and Tuesday, and if there's no setback, we can really lock in on Thursday and Friday and get a couple of days in before we have to travel. But we're doing better, and of course Mitch and David both have been a nice spark for us. And you know, I haven't given KJ many opportunities, and he's made the most of them the last two games, obviously. So that's a big bonus as well.
What's the biggest difference with him? Just the opportunity?
I would say probably opportunity and the ball going in. You know, you get confidence from winning a game, and then you come out and the shots, obviously, the basket's a little bigger the next game. And, you know, he, even though we had other players play great, you know, he wins a game, you know, putting it into overtime. And certainly made some plays in overtime. So I'm real happy for him. And it's nice to see guys that hang in there. And when their number's called, they're ready. And he's been ready.
I know the personnel's a little different for West Virginia, but from your perspective, how different was this team that you played today versus the one you played at Morgantown?
They were a lot different. You know the thing about it is with Hugs, everybody's gone through it. Everybody's gone through it if you've been in the business a long time. But, you know, you lose Beetle, you lose Kanate, and then you don't have Esau and Harris. I mean, that's four starters. I mean, four really good players, and one of them is arguably the best shot blocker in the country. So it takes its toll. And you look at us, even though people may not say as much, well, Azubuki and Kanate, and then you got Garrett and obviously LeGerald, and then you throw Silvio in the mix. I mean, both of our teams that play today aren't anything close to like they could potentially be, and we're fortunate because in the players that the Ochais of the world or the KJs, they've really stepped up in the absence of those other guys, which has given us a chance to compete, at least at the conference level and have a shot going in the last couple of weeks.
Were there things that you liked from your guys defensively today?
I actually thought our traps were good the first half. I thought we rebounded the ball defensively really well after the first 4 minutes. You know, I think they were up 6-1 with like five offensive rebounds to start, and then they only got one or two the rest of the half. So that's pretty good when you miss 21 shots in a half and you only get seven back the way they go after the ball. So I mean, that wasn't bad for us. I thought we played the scout report better. I mean, we did some better things, but the reality of it is, like what he's talking about, you can't probably guard them the same way we did if they had their full complement of players. So we put a lot of emphasis on Culver to start.
What's your impression of Culver now that you've played him twice?
I think he could foul anybody out anytime. Now, he may foul out too. But I think he creates contact about as well as anybody. I like him a lot.
Hey, Bill, these guys were talking about how cool it was to have the NBA guys come back. Is that a cool thing when they want to come back?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't have the relationship with, you know, I know Scott well, and with Jacques and some of the other guys that Nick, you know, even though, you know him, been around, they've been huge allies for us, but But still, I didn't get the opportunity to coach those guys. But seeing, you know, just the cats that we had last year, and the Kevin Youngs of the world. I mean, those guys have given their heart and soul to this place, and they've given their heart and soul to me. And certainly, it's always cool to see them. You know, Frank had to go to the Bahamas. I guess he needed a break from the action. But everybody else wanted a vacation in Lawrence.
Hey, what do David and Mitch give you defensively? I mean, it seems like they're pretty active.
You know what? They're blocking shots. Their activity's more. David is a heavier body, even though, you know, he fouls too much, and Mitch does too. But at least it, you know, allows Diedrich not to have to guard the five, which is good for us in most situations. So I think they've both been good for us, and we've been better ball screen defense since we've been playing two bigs than we were playing one big.
What do you need to accomplish this week, since you do have the week off? Yes.
Well, we need to get healthy, and we need to obviously get Marcus in the fray, where he's at least comfortable, and hopefully we can kind of figure out how we can play with him. And you know, just try to keep improving on what we're doing. I don't think that we're anywhere close. Like, we had 12 turnovers the second half. That was awful. But I think that there's some things we can do to still execute better in certain situations that will give us a chance to improve. And certainly, I do think Diedrich's tired. And so him getting some rest, I think, will be nothing but a bonus for him and for us.
A couple of you guys keep saying things are just coming together for this team, pieces starting to fit. What do you attribute to that to?
I'd say as much as anything, attitudes. We've never had bad attitudes. But there's a difference in having a great attitude and an average attitude. And our attitudes have been so positive and upbeat and everything. And you know, the thing about it is, I'm actually enjoying being around them and coaching them more, because there seems to be more positive energy, which, you know, is fun. I mean, this is starting to get to be fun. So, and that doesn't guarantee success, but certainly it gives you a better chance to have it. I don't know what I could contribute it to. You know, Ochai's come into his own. Devon keeps getting better. Devon was great the first half, great. And you know, we're not having to go through Diedrich every possession to score like we were earlier. So I just think guys are just kind of coming to their own. And when you listen to introductions and it's freshman, 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 you would think it would take some time to come in to their own, especially when two of those freshmen didn't play until 3 weeks ago. So I think they're doing fine.
You mentioned fun. Recently, it looks like your guys from the five on the court to the guys on the bench are having more fun. Is that important, or how important is it?
It's imperative. Yeah, if you're not having fun, I mean, why would you spend so much time working at your craft if you don't enjoy it? So, and what a better way to showcase your craft than play in front of 16,000 people? There's energy in the building, and regardless of what's going on or the weather or whatever, they show up to see you. It's, I mean, you get so spoiled playing here, so I think it's imperative that we do that.
Are they playing freer because they have more confidence?
I think so, and also the bench is shorter. You know, so I think that allows you to play freer too, if you know that you're not going to come out whenever you screw up. So I do think that they're playing freer, and I think guys are settling into their roles more.
You mentioned the crowd. Do you think that that's, I mean, this was the last place team, right? And it was as good as it's been all year out there. I mean, do you think that's connecting with your team, and that energy, that vibe, that fun that your guys are having, is people are feeling that too? And I guess if you don't feel it, how important is that?
Well, I would say this without studying it, because I don't do the social media stuff and I don't really read, no disrespect to any of you, but I haven't found any of your writings that entertaining that I choose to, you know, research and read them all. So I don't really know what you guys write, but I would say that my feeling is that when we have struggled, I felt like that the mood of our team and our fan base was also down as well. So, and that's normal whenever that happens. So I think it doesn't take much to turn it. It doesn't take much to sink it or to turn it in a positive way. But I do think all the Kansas fans, in my opinion, of course they want to win. They want to see guys play with unbelievable effort and play smart and play the right way, because they're such an educated group that they know what is acceptable and what's not. And I think they're starting to feel that this is getting much better.
Five teams within two games of the league lead. Do you feel like you're getting set for maybe the wildest Big 12 finish you've had since you've been here?
Probably. You know, and ours is going to be a little bit different because, you know, ours happens in a 48-hour stretch where, you know, if you look at the standings, you know, you can look at, and Baylor, you know, has gone through the same things we are. I mean, here's Baylor has a chance to fight for a conference championship, and they got three starters out. So it's you know, us, Baylor, and West Virginia have felt it more than anybody else. But the whole thing is you can kind of tell who plays against who within that five. Okay, and then after that, you know that the games that may not be against those five right there, you know how hard of games they are. But I think sometimes people just assume that, well, you're playing this team on this day, so they're not in contention, so you should win. And that's how teams don't win leagues, is because everybody in this league can beat anybody any night. So it'll be very interesting moving forward. I'm glad that we're at least in the game. You know, we if we had played better earlier or played with this type of energy and probably freedom, I think that we would probably be in a much favorable position, but we didn't.
What are the positives about not having a midweek game?
Just what I said, Kenitra, rest. You know, we'll get a chance. You know, I wish we had an extra day to prepare for K-State, so we can prepare for K-State on Monday. So then we'll have the rest of the week for Tech. So at least it won't be a 30-day prep for K-State. So that's the kind of stuff I think when you have a week off that could be a benefit to you.
Could you obviously build a good relationship with Coach Evans? Do you feel that this is more of a hiccup this season for him? And then obviously, you know, he's had to go through quite a bit this year. He's kind of want to wait and see there and how he can get it turned around.
Absolutely, it's a hiccup. And I don't know that I look at it the same way you guys do. I think fans and maybe media look at it differently than the coaches do. It doesn't need to get it turned around. It's still going in the right direction. It's a hiccup. And they're not going to need to change what they do and that kind of stuff. It's a hiccup. He's lost basically four starters. And you take four starters off any team in America. Take Duke's four starters off, or take Michigan State's or Michigan's or any four starters off. You're not going to be as effective taking four starters off. And so, I think that it's unfortunate, and he's probably dealing with more crap from that standpoint than he probably ever has in his career. But yeah, don't ever think and don't feel sorry for Hugs at all, because they're not going anywhere. This is a step sideways and maybe appearance of backwards, but they're not going to go anywhere. He's too good.
Anything else?
You mentioned it earlier, how Devon has played in recent games. What have you thought of his offensive performance
tonight? I thought he's great. You know, he got downhill, he got to the rim, he I think in the first half he missed a little pull-up jumper from 15 feet, and other than that, I could be wrong. I thought he's perfect. In the second half, he didn't take shots. He made the one driving layup, but it may have missed one also. But I thought he, you know, 8 assists and 2 turnovers, and 1 of the turnovers wasn't his fault. You know, it should be 8-1. Those are pretty good numbers, and you would take that with any point guard. And he's also the best perimeter defender we have, so he's playing both ends.